With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An Azerbaijani jetliner that crashed in Kazakhstan, killing 38 people, may have been a victim of the war in Ukraine, specifically of Russian air defenses. That's the conclusion of aviation experts. Former U.S. Air Force investigator Alan Deal is among them.
Extensive shrapnel damage, the physical evidence there at the Kazakhstan airport strongly suggests that this aircraft was hit by some kind of anti-aircraft weapon.
The plane was bound for the Russian city of Grozny when it crashed, triggering speculation that Russian fire brought down the plane. A couple of top Canadian cabinet ministers are in Palm Beach for talks with members of the incoming Trump administration. The meetings, focusing on border security as well as trade, follow Mr. Trump's threat to impose tariffs on all Canadian products unless there's action on those issues. Also at SRNNews.com, after enduring several days of Houthi missile strikes, Israel has had enough. The Jewish state is striking back.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the Israeli Air Force had struck Houthi targets in Yemen. A little while ago, the Air Force attacked targets of the Houthi terrorist organization in Yemen, both on the coastline and in Sana'a. We are determined to root out this terrorist arm of Iran's axis of evil. We will persist in this until we complete the job. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas on their guard for the possibility of severe weather. Powerful thunderstorms have been firing up, spawning high winds, hail, as well as a possibility of more tornadoes. Over the past 24 hours, there have been numerous flight delays and there were cancellations at airports in Dallas and in Houston. Stocks lower this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is down 172 points. The Nasdaq off 232 points. This is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sudan.
Believers make up about 5% of the population in the mostly Muslim nation, and these days they are between the hammer and the anvil. The Muslim government is fighting Muslim rebels, and both sides are taking shots at Christians whenever they can. This week, the Sudanese Air Force bombed a church outside Khartoum, killing several people. Muslim rebels have been torching churches. The civil war has been going on for nearly 2 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of NFL players are using their fame as an opportunity to talk about their Christian faith. The Detroit Lions, one of the best teams in the league this season, and kicker Jake Bates discussed his faith in a recent primetime NBC interview. Quarterbacks C.J. Stroud of Houston, Kirk Cousins of Atlanta, and Lamar Jackson of Baltimore, along with Ravens coach John Harbaugh, are among the many in the league who speak quite publicly about their Christian beliefs. This is SRN News. The FDA thinking about requiring cosmetics companies to take extra steps to make sure that any products containing talc are asbestos-free.
The rule follows years of lawsuits against Johnson & Johnson and other companies alleging links between talc-based baby powder and cancer. Talc is a mineral used to absorb moisture or improve texture, feel, and color of cosmetics. It's mined from underground deposits that are sometimes located near the toxic mineral asbestos. The risk of cross-contamination has long been recognized by cosmetic companies. Despite the lawsuits, research has found mixed evidence of a potential link between cancer and talc. The FDA says that since 2021, laboratory analysis of more than 100 cosmetic samples has come back negative for asbestos. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Court hearing today for a Guatemalan man accused of setting a woman on fire in a New York City subway car. The victim died. More details, SRNNews.com.